Yes, in the morning, bow to the fifth man.
We're looking for the fifth woman's help, actually, right now. We're trying a brand new segment. We've never done this before. It's called Morning Wood. W-O-U-L-D, because we're going to be asking you to call up your man, essentially, who we imagine should be at work by now. And then you have to kind of talk dirty to him and convince him to come home right now and have sex. If they agree, we'll hook you up with some tickets. If not, we'll send you on your way and we'll keep doing it until we find a successful, very thirsty, horny guy. Shouldn't be that tough, I would think. Now, let's go to the phones. 876-3692. Ashley.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm good. You have a significant other?
I do. So I'm going to call him and I'm going to convince him to come home and have sex.
Yes, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, Ashley. We need to hear it, okay?
Do you guys want to call him?
I'll and you know it. He's not supposed to know that this is a radio thing, right?
Don't say anything. That's the rules. You can't let him know. You have to just convince him by being a sensual, sexual creature, okay? And that he cannot escape your, you know, tractor beam. That's essentially what we want.
Okay.
By the way, this is how I talk dirty to my wife. All right, so
tractor beams and old bones.
Yes, be like I'm in your tractor beam. I cannot escape your grasp. Okay, thank you. All right, hold on the line. Ashley, what we're going to do is we'll come back in 5 minutes and we'll call up Ashley's significant other. We'll get his name, we'll get the phone number, and we'll do it live here on air. We'll see if this dude says yes to having sex with Ashley. I'll just be honest. Based on her voice, if this guy says no, he's an idiot.
Did I really just watch you do what you just did?
What?
What you just said.
Tractor beams?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Talking dirty.
I want to go home.
Download the show's daily podcast on comp.com and iTunes. It's BS in the morning.
We're trying this brand new bit. We've never done it before. It's called Morning Wood? Right? We want to know if we can get you to call up your significant other while they're at work and convince them to leave work right now and come home and have sex. If they agree, well, then congratulations, you're going to get hooked up with some tickets to something, right? If they say no, we'll move right along. We have Ashley here who's on the line. She's been waiting patiently. Let's get the phone number. You ready there, Ashley?
Okay,
1 second. Hold on. Hey, Mateo, get that phone number. Thank you. I'm not a dirty talker. You guys a dirty talker?
Yes.
No.
Oh, I could totally see Greg being in a dirty
talk. Well, they usually do it even dirtier.
I could hear you being turned on by dirty talk.
Yeah.
And I could see you talking dirty.
Tell you what, chicks are filthy, man. You'd be surprised.
Oh, I don't mind.
Yeah,
dirty talk. I just don't like too much talking, though.
Well,
too much talking.
Yeah,
too much
talking.
Okay,
on what's
just
going on.
Stop, you know? Okay, Ashley, I got the phone number here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to lock you in. I'm going to pick up the other line. Okay. Can you hear it ringing, Ashley?
Dirt.
Hey, baby, what are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Hold on. Hold on a second. Hello? I can hear you now. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I can hear you.
What are you doing, baby?
I'm trying to print out my work orders.
Well, so I want you to come home and have sex with me.
I know
you're right on property. I'm going to be like the maid and clean your house for you.
Well,
I need you to come home. Let's have sex.
Okay. I'm cool.
Okay, so does that mean you're on your way?
Give me like 10 minutes. Let me finish this.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That rocks!
Yeah!
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Ashley!
Damn, bro, you're a better man than me.
You're a good man! Hey, dude, this is BS in the morning. You just won some concert tickets because you said you'd go home and have sex with your wife.
Really?
Yeah.
Bonus?
Cool. What's your name, dude?
How you doing?
Eric.
Eric. Eric. My God. I love you, dude. I'm submitting you for man of the year. Yeah.
Way
we were expecting a long thing. You're like, okay.
Hey, when it's good, it's good.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Love you, babe.
Oh, my God. You
That's
guys.
So awesome.
Oh, you give hope to everybody. Yeah. Hey, let me tell you this. Congratulations. Put you on hold, Ashley. Eric, you go finish your work orders and maybe go have sex with your wife. And what we'll do is we'll hook you up some, all right?
Yeah, cool.
Okay, thank you, guys. All right, put you on hold.
Love you, babe.
Thanks. Hold on.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah.
Not Rob. I love my husband.
Your husband is awesome.
Oh, my God.
That's so wrong.
Okay, hold on there, Ashley. Get some info. Dude. I was expecting a long thing.
Yeah, that was nothing.
I'm thinking, okay, that was obviously the first time we've ever done this. That was amazingly easy.
What are the odds of it being that easy again, though? Yeah. I don't think it's going to be that easy next time.
No.
So that's my question is, you think we should do it next time? I think we should do it again.
Well, it worked.
I'm already thinking about how we could make it better.
Yeah.
I'm writing it down here. I want a little background on the couple.
Yeah, get a little more information.
Yeah, a little information. I think also what we should do is we should have maybe three things that she has to say to the guy.
I see.
That way we know that it's not like pre-coordinated or anything.
Yeah,
phrases that we can get from the fifth man or something.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, make him a little ridiculous. And he's like, what? What the hell's going on?
Then you're hurting their chances, though.
True.
Yeah, we got to make it a little tough. Dude, if it's that easy.
Yeah, it's true.
It's got to be, a little bit
of work.
Man,
she must be hot, right?
Dude, she sounded super hot.
Because he was like, when it's good, it's good. I was like, dude, that must be some fire, that ill nah, dude, that chick has. He's sitting there working out papers. He's going to go 10 minutes home.
10 minutes. He's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right. Well, congratulations, Ashley and Eric. You sound like a very happily married couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job. All right, there you go. Round one of Morning Wood.